This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. A tribute of sorts to jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders is getting heavy play on the turntable at Reverberation Vinyl in Bloomington. Owner John Anderson takes GLT's John Norton through the album My Pharoah, My King by drummer John Maloney and guitarist Anthony Pascarosa in this edition of What's on Your Turntable.
Pascarosa was first introduced to me. He used to record under the name Crystalline Roses. He did a couple of records under that name. Kind of inventive acoustic guitar playing. I mean, it's within the psychedelic folk kind of tradition, I guess, but it's a different, he has a different voice to his playing, I thought, that kind of stood out to me. And he's on the label Feeding Tube Records out of Massachusetts, which I'm a big fan of in general. This record's on there too. And John Maloney was the leader and the drummer of Sunburn Hand of the Man, who were just here a few weeks ago playing at the store, and legendary, like ultra legendary underground group. And Maloney plays with everybody. He's played with all these other bands, and he plays with Dinosaur Jr. sometimes. And his style is generally very heavy, and on this record, his style is very, very light. It's cool to hear him play that way, because his other records don't sound like that. And Pascarosa, this record is similar to his other stuff, but not exactly. And but it's its own thing, and it's a tribute to Pharoah Sanders. There's no horns on the record, so nobody's trying to be Pharoah Sanders, but it's a tribute in a sense to his spirit. There is one Pharoah Sanders cover, Astral Traveling from. We'll start off with that because it's kind of a good entry point, bringing those two guys and their love and respect for Pharoah into this record. And it's a great cover and captures Pharoah's spirit. This is Astral Traveling. I was telling somebody the other day that I love these records that are anywhere from a year to 3 years old. I like to keep them in the rotation because there's so much new music that comes out that they can be easily kind of forgotten about or overlooked because people are cranking records out so fast, and which is also a great thing, but it's good to kind of dip back in and find records like these from like 2015, 2016 and remind people that, yeah, it's not brand new, but it's new and new to most.
Well, what do you want to go to next?
This track is the second one on the second side, and it's called Across Windswept Villages. This record, in a lot of ways, it reminds me of, or at least in the spirit of, some of the good ECM records from like the 70s and 80s. Like, it reminds me of a record that like Ralph Towner and Jack Dejanet would have made if they were way weirder, you know what I mean? It's like it's not the production doesn't sound like Manfred Eicher or anything. It's not like that, but it's the same, in the same sense as this record's a tribute to Pharoah Sanders. The group ensemble and the way that it's recorded and the way that it's played reminds me of the best of those of like the further out ECM records from the late 70s and early 80s in particular, and that's a definite compliment because I love those records too.
So to reset, My Pharoah, My King is the name of the album you're listening to from Anthony Pascarosa and John Maloney. This is GLT Sound Ideas. It's on the turntable at Reverberation Vinyl, and I'm looking at the album cover itself, and this painting on the front is just gorgeous.
Pascarosa, he does a lot of, you know, show posters and album covers. I think he's done most of the album covers of his own. The ones that I have, I think. He just did the Crystalline Roses records for sure and several others that I have, but the image in the front of Pharoah, super cosmic, you know, pyramids on the side in the distance, and it's evocative, kind of like in the way the last song was too. Across Windswept Villages brings to mind a sweeping kind of desert landscape, and this is very typical of his style with the kind of watercolor, and like I said, the Pharoah with the third eye, which
Pharoah
with the third eye, that says it all about this record for sure. But yeah, talented dude, and very low profile. He's not on social media, and
you can't find him on Spotify.
Yeah, makes me respect him even more.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to play next?
Let's jump in on the first song on the first side is kind of the big centerpiece called The Desert Speaks. And once again, kind of like speaks to that imagery of African desert. And it's a big, long, sweeping track. Pascarosa plays guitar, and he also plays whistles and flutes on this record too, which is cool. And I said Maloney's drums are awesome. It's cool to hear him play in the style. But yeah, this is like the centerpiece. It's the whole first side of the record. So
keep in mind, this is a 20-minute track, and we're just giving you a few seconds.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, and you can find this record on Bandcamp and various places on the internet. And I always have it here at the shop too. It's one of those ones I love to hit people to it, and I've sold a lot of copies of it just by playing it here. It's an easy grabber for the right kind of head for sure. So this is the Desert Speaks.
Well, John, this is another cool record that you're introducing us to, and we really appreciate it. Now, for those who have no idea who this guy is, and their tastes are more mainstream, but they're listening going, this is kind of cool. Who else, maybe in a mainstream way, might, if they like that, they might like this record?
There's a guitarist who's on the same label, who's also on Feeding Tube, a guy by the name of Willie Lane. He's a little more psychedelic. In the more traditional sense, maybe, but he is an acoustic player by and large, but his records are pretty psychedelic too. This is a little more Eastern sounding, probably, in the tribute to Pharaoh kind of sense, but the Willie Lane records for sure. I have those here. That would be probably another jumping off point. If you like this, you'd like those as well.
Cool. John Anderson, Reverberation Vinyl, thank you so much.
John,
again,
thank you.
Some great music.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.